Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday morning, November 1st, All Saints Day. Spent some time last night watching all those little trick-or-treaters around in the neighborhood and receiving all kinds of goodies and treats, visiting all the neighbors. And it was fun to do that. And there were times when I was reminded how important it is to stay safe as our local police were driving through, even the fire trucks coming through, just making sure that everybody was staying safe and very appreciative of that and of their service. And we have some friends in studio today to help us remember how we can show appreciation for our police and firefighters. In studio with me this morning, Brian Wegner from Thrivent Financial. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Andy.
And Brent Stewart with Thrivent Financial. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have you gentlemen in studio this morning. Tell me a little bit about the work of Thrivent Financial and how Thrivent is involved in the community.
Thrivent is an organization of Christians, and we are here to serve our members, to help them be wise with money, but also part of being wise with money means being generous to those in our community and those in need. So that's a big part of our mission as well.
Brent, what are some of the ways that Thrivent is involved in the community? How does Thrivent help its members serve in the community?
Yeah, so, there's a saying that money talks. And in that regard, Thrivent is a big proponent of living generously and actually provides funds to go along with that. So on a membership basis, there are plenty of opportunities. Thrivent has a partnership with Habitat for Humanity, where we help build homes throughout the United States. Actually, they also sponsor trips internationally that our members can sign up and go on. I know I was fortunate enough. I got to go to Macedonia this past September for a week, and that was an awesome experience to see a new place and to build homes for folks. In addition, Thrivent members are eligible to do their own personal projects. So a few years ago, Thrivent came up with one of the best programs that I think I've seen in a long time. It's called Action Teams. And as a member, if you have something you care about, whether that's at your church, in your community, some other type of charitable activity, and you're willing to get a few friends to help you with that, Thrivent will give you $250 of seed money so you can get your project started.
And one of the marks of that Thrivent Action Team are those T-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah. All over.
Yeah. If you've seen any of those black or now blue shirts this year that say live generously on them, that's where everybody's getting them.
Because they're involved in an action team. They're doing something in their community, in their neighborhood, to serve in some way.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep.
Where did the idea begin for this event that's coming up in November, November 12th? Where did the idea for this event begin?
The event, we were approached by our home office to do what's called a Thrivent Community event, and we were asked to get a leadership team together and look at our community and look at what would serve well for our community. Where is there a need in our community? What is something that our community could rally around and support? So it started with us getting six strategy team leaders together to really look at what could our community benefit from.
And tell me about the community, the O'Fallon St. Charles community. Tell me about that. The police officers and the firefighters that we're going to be showing appreciation for. How do they serve in the community? How do you see them out and about in the community?
Yeah, well, you just mentioned, about last night being Halloween, we had a fire truck in our subdivision that we mm-hmm. live in. And here's, three firefighters in a big truck. And again, they're doing just exactly what you said, making sure that our children are safe in our community, in our neighborhoods, during an event like Halloween, which can be a challenging time. So, that's just one example, but we see firefighters, police officers all the time. I think sometimes we take them for granted, but when you think about it, they're a vital part of our community to keep not only children safe, but all of us safe and secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we oftentimes know that their role is behind the scenes a lot of the times. And when an opportunity comes up, though, and you need one of those people there and you pick up that phone, you're counting on them to be there. And so we believe that their role in our community of service is just extremely important to us. And so one of the things we wanted to do was try and foster positive relationships with the men and women that serve on our local police and fire departments.
And so we're doing that Saturday, November 12th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about this event coming up on Saturday, November 12th.
Well, we're super excited to just do something nice as a gesture of appreciation for those men and women that serve every day. And so Brian and I, with the conversation of our strategy team, which was really six of our clients that are Thrivent members, we talked about different ways we could do that. And so we've come up with a simple opportunity to put together a small care package that can be provided to them as a gesture of appreciation. Unfortunately, not all the departments will allow their employees to receive gifts. And so there's about 250 that we're going to have the care package for. And then there's another 350 or so that we're going to do some letters of appreciation and some, maybe in the spirit of Halloween, a little candy to go along with that.
Now, the care package, you brought along a visual today, Brian, a visual to help me see what nice gift they're getting. This is pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. For those municipalities that will allow us to give a gift other than food, we have some 30-ounce insulated thermal tumblers, the stainless steel type, that they can use while they're on duty. And then inside that, we're packing some items such as hand sanitizer, chapstick, some granola bars, some ink pens that state we appreciate your service to our community. And on the outside, we have a sticker in the shape of a badge that says we serve so you can be safe. And those waterproof stickers will have to put on all of those tumblers too. And we have 261 of those that we have to assemble, and we're gonna need some help doing that.
All right, so we're looking for some help, some volunteers to help with preparing for this and this event.
Yeah. Yes, we have a total of 645 different packs we got to put together, and that's going to take a lot of hands for us to do that. And the help really started when we reached out to the local elementary schools, and the 22 elementary schools sent teachers the invitation to have their students write a letter of appreciation. And so far to date, we've received 1,900 letters back from those students. So we're very appreciative of those students and teachers taking the time to write those letters. So our civil servants will be getting multiple letters when we disperse these to them.
1,900 letters.
1,900
letters. Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
We're pretty excited about that. And yes, we can still use more help too on Saturday, November 12th. We are getting people together at 9:30 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon. And that morning, what we're asking people to do is help us put these little care packages together. Also, there'll be an opportunity to write some letters, some decorate some cards. As we know that the best gifts are the ones that come from the heart.
Sure. These very personalized, the handwritten letters, those are certainly very, very memorable, I'm sure, for those who are receiving them. So what are we looking at for the event? What times, what information do we need to know in order to help out or for those who are attending the event?
Yeah, we're going to begin the event at 9:30 on November 12th at Holy Cross Lutheran Church, and that's at 8945 Veterans Memorial Parkway in O'Fallon, Missouri, is where the event will be. And you can come, write a letter, pack up one care package. It'd take 20 minutes tops, or you can come and pack multiple. We're going to have O'Fallon Fire Department has committed to being there with a fire truck. So if you have children, they'll be able to see a fire truck up close hand. And the police department, if they can spare an officer on duty, they're going to send a police officer over as well. So we're hoping to have police represented too.
That's always the challenging with these important people is that, sometimes they're needed. So it's hard to commit to an event like this, because sometimes when an emergency happens, they get called to duty and have to go off to that to help others. But that just all the more demonstrates how important they are, right?
That's right.
Indeed.
That's right.
So the event coming up Saturday, November 12th, and we'll be meeting at Holy Cross Lutheran Church on Veterans Memorial Parkway in O'Fallon, starting at 9:30. And any idea how many volunteers we're looking for? Lots.
We're looking for a lot. Again, we have 645 packs to fill, so it's going to take a lot of hands to get it done.
And and filling those packs and getting those tumblers ready. Those are really nice tumblers, by the way. Those are like those nice stainless steel vacuum thermal tumblers that keep ice for like hours.
Yeah, about 24 hours.
Hopefully their whole shift.
Yeah. Although this time of year, I would say normally it'd be pretty cool. We're probably thinking more warm beverages, hot beverages. But
well, I believe these can be used either way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, nice, and filled with all kinds of goodies as well to help them show, help us show our appreciation for those who serve in our communities. Other things that we need to know to prepare, anything else we need to know? How do we, if we need to let someone know that we're going to volunteer or be involved?
We need a head count on how many are going to be there. So if you could contact Jill at our office, our number is 636-493-9220. We want to have breakfast refreshments for everyone so that you're not working on an empty stomach. And we need a head count for that purpose as well.
All right. 636-493-9220. We're contacting Jill. And an email address as well?
Phone is what we're using
phone
primarily.
Is best. All right.
Yep.
All right.
That would be best.
636-493-9220. If you can help out preparing for the event. This is on Saturday, November 12th at Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Veterans Memorial Parkway, starting at 9:30. Looking for lots of hands to help prepare these 650 appreciation packs for police and firefighters. Yep. This is just one way that we can show appreciation for those who serve in our community. We mentioned a few other ways that we serve in our community. What are some of the neat projects that you've seen some of the action teams doing or other ways that Thrivent members have been involved in their communities?
Yeah, I was on an action team that I did actually last Friday. Veterans Return to Vietnam, a non-for-profit organization which helps veterans from Vietnam, which seems like a long time ago, but there's still veterans out there suffering from post-traumatic stress. And it's proven that has helped veterans get over some of their psychological issues with returning to Vietnam. And they held a fundraiser in Cottleville, mouse races, which if you've never been to a mouse race event, it's a fun event. And this was for a great cause. So that there's numerous causes that we can help.
Did your mouse win?
My mouse did not win.
So you didn't have the best cheese to get him there, right?
I think I'm better at gauging horses than mouses.
Andy, one of the things that's wonderful about the action teams is they're very personalized. I mean, again, it comes back to the fact of what's important to the individual and what they want to do about that. So I always like to remind people they can be simple or complex. As an example of a simple one, I was driving down the road last year with my 13-year-old daughter at the time, and she made a comment about trash on the side of the road. And so I asked her, well, what do you want to do about it? And so the end result of that was we did an action team. We had six 13-year-olds out for a couple hours on a Saturday morning picking up trash on the side of the road. A very simple thing, but, you know, exciting to see the kids get out and make a difference in the community. So on a more complex level, I have a client that lost a parent to cancer a few years ago. And so every year he organizes a wiffle ball tournament and he calls it Throw Cancer a Curve. Unfortunately, that just happened a few weeks back. So you guys will have to wait until next year to participate in that. But he takes then those the funds raised from that activity and donates them to cancer research.
How do Thrivent members, get started on a project? What are the first steps to do something like this, to put together an action team?
I always suggest just jump on something that you're passionate about already and help complement that. But if you go to thrivent.com/action-teams, a lot of great data right there at our website about how to get started with that. It's very simple to do. Mm-hmm. And you can get those great t-shirts you mentioned earlier for all the volunteers too.
Those are some of the most comfortable t-shirts.
They are super soft.
Yeah.
But there's some sort of secret ingredient in it.
They're not telling us.
No, so, they are. They're very comfortable t-shirts. And the youth of our church have used them because they've had a couple of action teams as well. Action team events in our community where they've served in our community or beyond. And they like those blue shirts too.
Yeah. Even more so, they just have a great message.
Yeah.
You know, it comes back to that when we give a little bit of ourselves, you know, we're able to improve the world around us and the lives of the people that we care about.
Certainly. Those blue shirts help identify that they're involved in something together, that they're a team working together on something. So it helps identify them as a group with a common goal.
Right.
Well, the event coming up to show appreciation for our firefighters and police officers, Saturday, November 12th, meeting at Holy Cross Lutheran Church on Veterans Memorial Parkway in O'Fallon, Missouri, starting at 9:30. If you're interested in helping as a volunteer, 636-493-9220. You could talk to Jill and let her know that you're interested in being involved. What a fun event, a great way to show appreciation, especially this time of year with all these events going on. It's a great way to show appreciation. Well, thanks so much for being my guest this morning and sharing with us about this event. How can we find out more about Thrivent?
Go to thrivent.com.
Very good. Well, thanks for being my guest this morning. Brent Stewart, Thrivent Financial. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy, for the opportunity to share our story.
And Brian Wegner, Thrivent Financial. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy, and thank KFUO for this opportunity.
My pleasure. Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. We'll study the daily lectionary with Pastor Stephen Reynolds, a shepherd of the Coast Lutheran Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 21 today, verses 1 through 22. We'll dig in here in just a moment. You're listening to the Messenger of Good News Worldwide, KFUO.